It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other quarterback in the news is Lamar Jackson, who is not able to practice, start a training camp because he's sick, which is not really notable or a story, except he is constantly sick. Like, nobody has more "I don't feel good today" sick days than Lamar Jackson at quarterback, which is just an observation. It's not a knock. He's one of the great players in the league. He's a two-time MVP. The Ravens might win the Super Bowl, and it's because of him. Who's, if you do quarterback wins and losses, he should be your guy. Second highest win percentage, I think, in the modern era as a quarterback. He's outstanding. But am I wrong, or does Lamar Jackson run out of sick days most years?
I just tweeted this. That's fine and dandy. Grant's at Grant Expulsive. Like, I am such a huge fan of his. I think he gets unfair. I think he's held an unfair standard at quarterback as a multi-time MVP. A lot of guys haven't won Super Bowls because Pat Mahomes is sitting there taking them away from people. Whether it's, you know, Burrow, I know they went to one. Josh Allen has none. But for whatever reason, like Lamar, there's this moving goalpost of, they could never win it with him. Ah, well, they haven't yet. And Pat Mahomes has them all. So, sorry. But whatever. Period. The next sentence, or maybe you have to do a new paragraph. Nobody gets sick more than that dude. Like, mix in a Zicam. Like, let's have a couple orange slices, bro.
Can we get this guy a doctor?
Seriously.
And if he has one, which I'd assume he does, he visits someone and gets his physical and whatever else, let's get him a new one.
You get a little airborne from CVS? Somebody swing by. Help him.
I don't know, man. He gets sick a lot. But when it matters, he's normally on the field.
Indeed.
And playing really, really well. I do want to talk about him at some point. Maybe it'll be tomorrow before we get to it. But I'm sure you saw the John Harbaugh comment.
I did, yeah.
Over the weekend, where Harbaugh went in on kind of what you were just talking about. This idea that people still doubt him or he catches a lot of heat. And Harbaugh's point is it's unfair and he's one of the best players in the league and he gets way too much negativity. But the difference, I'd say, between him and some of the other guys you mentioned is when they've been eliminated oftentimes in the playoffs, he has struggled. Like this past postseason, if you remember, I think he completed 54% of his passes and turned the ball over two or three times in that playoff game. And so when you have games like that at home in the playoffs and you get eliminated in winnable games, you're going to catch a lot of heat. I mean, that's a long list of guys who has.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.